As we've heard, Governor Ducey has announced that he and lawmakers have reached a deal on raising teacher pay to requested levels, but a phrase we've heard a lot recently comes to mind: the devil is in the details. So will an actual agreement be passed and signed? And does that mean a full budget is just around the corner? With us for an update is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, good morning.
Good morning.
So what have you heard based on what the governor sent out Friday? Some lawmakers worked over the weekend. Is there a reason to think an actual agreement is in place? I saw actually a tweet that you had late last week toward another newscaster in town saying, well, an agreement isn't really reached until an agreement is actually reached. So where are we right now?
Yeah, I mean, that tweet in particular was just to specify that, you know, while the governor and the House Speaker and the Senate President announced late Friday afternoon that they'd reached a deal specifically on GOP leadership, the controlling party at the Capitol, supporting the governor's 20% raise by 2020, the rest of the budget is still up in the air. But I am expecting this morning we'll likely see, or maybe not this morning, sometime today, we'll likely see budget bills, usually about 10 or a dozen or so, introduced and start to make their way through the process at the Capitol. And that, when that happens, that's the surest signal that the rest of the budget items, hundreds of other items that the state needs to spend money on, those were being hashed out through the weekend. I expect we'll see some kind of deal, and that will signal that there really is a deal, so to speak, I guess.
So, Ben, coming back specifically to the aspect of teacher pay or K-12 funding, wherever we're at that point, how do you gauge Senate President Steve Yarbrough at this point, or even House Speaker Mesnard, as far as their support for what the governor wants to do? It's hard to get in the minds of lawmakers. You probably don't even want to try it. It's probably a very scary place in many cases. But when we put it that way, where are we at in terms of what their thinking was?
You know, Senate President Yarbrough never really left any doubt. As soon as the governor announced the 20% raise plan, he took the mindset that the Senate is going to do what it takes to get that plan done. Now, there was a little bit of skepticism about the revenue numbers, and that was something that Governor Ducey was pushing as you know, some might say extreme confidence in the state's budget to, or the state's economy, rather, to generate more revenue to afford the plan. There's been some back and forth on that, but at least in the Senate, there was really a dedication to making sure the governor's plan got done. And in the House, it was a little less certain, but that announcement on Friday of the so-called deal, that signaled that at least House Speaker J.D. Mesnard is now also 100% on board. And now it's just a matter of, can he get the Republican caucus in the House to go along with that?
So, Ben, even if the Republican caucus in the House does pass this, even if both houses pass this in this 20 by 2020 plan that the governor has, it becomes law. Does that guarantee, though, that the teachers will be okay with it? Have the teachers been involved in these negotiations, to your knowledge?
Certain teachers, yes, but it does not sound like the leaders of the teachers who have been striking at the Capitol and who are back here Monday morning. And that's kind of one of the sore spots for the teachers who have been dressed in red and out at the Capitol for, you know, Wednesdays for weeks now, and now on the strike the last couple of days. They have said all along, ever since the 20% raise plan was introduced, that this doesn't meet all of our demands. And that's why, despite the announcement of the deal last Friday, they're still down here. They're still unhappy. I know the governor's office has said they've met with some teachers and some superintendents, and they of course say that those were productive meetings, but I don't see a reason for the teachers to stop protesting at this time, given that their demands have not been met.
Yeah. And Ben, I sort of wonder also, just before we let you go, what has this been like down at the Capitol? I mean, you've got thousands and thousands of people, some of the largest demonstrations I think we've ever seen at the Capitol the last week from teachers. How are lawmakers responding? Is it business as usual, or does it feel like the stakes are higher?
I think that a lot of the lawmakers, the protests, they describe it almost as an inconvenience, as they're still working diligently, and they're trying to do their job, and the strike is almost a distraction. And, you know, many lawmakers have been dismissive of it. Many have tried to cast it as like a agenda. But there are enough who I think are taking the strike seriously and would really like to see a budget get done this week in the hope that maybe that is the silver bullet, so to speak, for the strike.
Okay. Ben Giles, thanks very much. Ben Giles of the Arizona Capital Times, good to talk with you.